Hey folks, here at OS Reviews. We're watching our video first look and hardware tour only of the ASUS MemoPad HD 7-inch Android tablet, the late 2015 edition, which you can still find on the market. We have an upcoming review which will be posted on our website, as well as a video review which is coming out shortly, so be sure to stay tuned. Again, this is just a quick look at the specs as well as design. So what is interesting about this tablet is that it uses an Intel Atom processor underneath the hood, as opposed to the more commonly found Snapdragon or even Tegra processors that are used for mobile products. With that being said, it's a decent processor and works quite well. It is a Beitrill one, which is quad-core, although you are limited to a few variants that have either 512 or 1 gig of RAM, so it's not as fast as more powerful tablets. But then again, the MemoPad 7 series has always been oriented at the budget, to average consumer audience that don't care too much about specs but want something that works quite well. And ASUS, the Taiwanese manufacturer, has done a pretty good job for a 7-inch tablet. Obviously, competitors will include the iPad Mini, as well as the much cheaper Amazon Fire and Amazon Kindle series that also deliver quite nicely for the price point. That being said, you do have a more organic experience with the HD 7, just because it has regular Android Lollipop without too much bloatware going on. The back features access to a megapixel camera without any vanity mirror or any flash, but it does work. Not anything too fancy, however. There is a textured back, and it comes in a few other colors that you can customize it with. It is nicely textured, so you can hold it comfortably using one hand. It's quite a lightweight tablet, although it does have a fairly good weight distribution to it. So if we take a quick look at some of the other features on here, you can see that the speakers are actually not located on the back, which is good since it's not going to be accidentally, covered up by your hands. The side featured access to the power on-off switch, as well as the volume rocker. It's a peculiar choice for the positioning of the keys, just because it's slightly slanted, and as a result, makes them a bit difficult to press when you first pick up the tablet, but after using it for a few days, you get used to it. The other side features access to a micro USB port for expanding the built-in memory, which you have 4 or 8 gigabytes, depending on the variant that you pick up, which is fair. And the price point here is $150 MRSP, but they can now be found for under 80 bucks or so street price if you get it on Amazon or eBay. Top features access to a 3.5mm headphone jack, which is used for listening to audio equipment, hooking up to an external speaker. There's also access to a micro USB port for charging, and it takes roughly 3 hours to completely charge up, and afterwards I got roughly 2 to 3 days of usage before I needed to recharge it again, so decent battery life. Believe it or not, the back cover is not meant to be user replaceable, but can be pried off, and you have access to the battery, which isn't meant to be replaced. But the front features access to the ASUS logo, which is embedded in this chrome-like accent. It's made out of a capacitive screen, so it does feature Gorilla Glass's multi-touch capacitive technology, and it has, it's an IPS panel, so viewing angles are quite wide and generous. You have access also to a 720p HD resolution. The top features access to a front-facing camera, which is capped at 2 megapixels, so it's okay for Skype as well as WeChat, but not great if you're taking selfies. There's also no LED light. Most importantly, though, the top also features access to the speaker, so it has a front-facing speaker, which is great if you're listening to audio, as well as playing back video clips from, let's say, Netflix or YouTube, and it does a quite nice job as far as entertainment is concerned. Let's do a quick look at what the tablet, first looks like once you try to power it on. So the boot up time itself is going to take a bit longer than a Snapdragon counterpart, maybe powered by Snapdragon's 400 series. So that's something to quickly note. It takes a few seconds longer to completely boot, but it does have the ASUS and Intel logo, and afterwards it's going to pop into that home screen, and then you can unlock it and basically go into your apps. And it works fairly well as far as light web browsing, as well as ebook reading and basic tasks are concerned. Not the best in the world if you're doing heavy multitasking or playing back intensive 3D games, but decent nonetheless. Now the RAM here is really the only limitation, but some people have wondered whether it's possible to install, let's say, Windows 10 on this thing, but unfortunately that's not something that you can do. Anyways, guys, this has been our quick video first look and hardware first impressions tour of the ASUS MemoPad HD 7-inch 2015 tablet. You can check out more details in our upcoming official written and video reviews, but for now, this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS.